This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad, and we've got Rasmus Svenningsen on the podcast once again. Rasmus, welcome back. Good to touch base.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Rasmus, let's talk about your swim, and I'm not even going to ask you if you think it's a weakness, because even if you say it is a weakness, I'm not going to believe you. A 55.23 in Kona last year, you might not think it's that strong, but gee, you're a great swimmer.
A decent swimmer, at least, for sure, yeah.
What's the secret to swimming a great Ironman swimmer, sub-hour?
I don't have a swim background, so I started swimming maybe 2-3 years ago, I think that when you don't have that swimming background, there's basically no secrets to it. You need to be really focused in every session, you need that frequency, and you need a certain volume. So I think the thing that has improve my swimming the most is just to swim more, stay focused while you swim, and try to cover as many mileage as possible. And of course, you need to have a certain amount of intensity also, because otherwise you're not going to improve. You should definitely for sure be really stay really focused on how you swim and the technique, but you also need to drop that sometimes and just try to swim as fast as you can to ensure that you actually progress in the water. So I would say that the frequency to swim as many times a week as possible, it's better to swim like 5 times 2K than 4 times 4K, even if it's the same distance. But so I think that the frequency to get the feel for the water as many times
as possible. I'm going to ask this question. It's probably a difficult one to answer, but my business partner is a pretty good triathlon coach, and he works with a lot of people who are late onset swimmers that have not learned to swim. They've learned as adults. And he said, and I've said this on the podcast before, he reckons it's the guys and girls who played ball sports growing up that have got a better chance of taking to swimming. And I wonder if you feel the same way about skiing, because it's using your legs and arms at the same time. And I think for people who aren't used to doing that, swimming can be quite unnatural. Do you think that is, even though you started swimming later, that has helped you a bit?
Maybe. I think the main reason, the main help I had from my skiing in the swimming is that I have developed a natural endurance capacity in my arms that I have a great benefit from in swimming. So I'm not completely unused to use my arms in endurance sports or endurance demands. So I think that might be the main reason for why I have picked up the swim quite easily, I would say. The coordination part, I don't know. I wasn't a very good technical skier actually. I don't think I'm that good technical in the water as well, but I got a good engine and decent power, I guess, and decent endurance in my arm, and I can live rather well on that, but of course I need to improve for sure.
Favorite workout in the water?
100s for sure, definitely. Like 20, 25, 100s, 20 seconds rest. They should all go a little bit faster, or like you can do like 5 on a certain time, and then you go down 1, 2, 3 seconds for the next 5, and then drop another. So they should be rather progressive, and I think 100s are super great, like on threshold step.
And that for those of us who can only dream of swimming a sub 60 minutes Ironman swim, those hundreds, yeah. What are you going off at time wise? How what's the turnaround? You say a couple of seconds break, but what's the turnaround?
So when for people aiming for 1 hour.
Or for you, what are yours? When you do those hundreds, what are you going on?
I'm doing like 120 now, in a long course pool. And maybe like 117 in a 25 meters pool. But then it's really hard for me. I think I'm getting a little bit better when I go out in the open water, actually. Something happens then.
You're trying to swim away from the sharks, Rasmus. That's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm terrified of the sharks.
That was a bit of an inside joke, because before we started recording, we were actually talking about swimming and trying to avoid the sharks. So that's what it is.
Yes.
Rasmus, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save that for next time.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.